last only for a few. Why not give your life to Christ? For he cares about you. Oh, do it today. Please don't delay. War's on every hand. Destruction's over the land. Do education's fine. You should be all you can be. But tell me, what will it gain you?
You are the Lord God Almighty.
And you are
highly exalted over all the earth.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
If I'm going to have wise counsel and be successful, I've got to choose the places I go wisely. Not only do you have to choose your company wisely, but you have to choose the places that you go, because you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people doing the wrong thing, and it could cost you your life. If it had not been for the grace of God. I remember one time my brothers went to a club up at Taylor Hill. Now, they know they ain't had no business in that place. Mama told them, stay out of places like that. And this place was called, I think they called it The Bottom. Well, that would have been enough right there for me not to go. See, I'd have had enough sense right there that this place called The Bottom. Hey, I ain't going nowhere near the bottom. I want to be on the top. I ain't going to the bottom. Man, just the name would have been enough to keep me away. But they went out there one day. They went out there. And in fact, they went with one of my uncles. And they in there. They know they ain't had no business there. That place was a dead end. Drive up is dead. Road don't go nowhere. Stop right there. See, if I'd have drove up, if I'd have got there and saw that, Greg gone. Because I'm a wise man. I want to live a long time. If it looked like trouble, I'm out of there. This is kind of funny. We was at a football game, but it broke out fighting. And fighting hard. Me and CeCe was in a brisk pace, heading to the car. Treasure. I'm hot. Girl, come on here, girl. I just want to see, girl, get over here right now. I had to teach her some wisdom. I say, don't run to trouble, run from trouble. If a stray gonna catch me, it's gonna catch me in the car. No stray gonna catch me at all, though, you understand? I ain't gonna be there. I avoid trouble. I ain't going. But anyway, my brother was at the nightclub, and some fellas that they didn't even know got into it one another. Before you know it, they was shooting up in the club. They was under the tables. Crawling out. They never went back there again. They say, boy, I'm going to tell you, thank God for mama's prayers. It must be mama's prayers somebody didn't get shot in there. Wrong place. Wrong time, wrong people, doing the wrong thing. The grace of God kept them. Y'all listen to them tell it, they'll have you wallowing. But they say, we ain't never going back to that place again. I say, you shouldn't have been there in the first place. You ain't had to go through all that trauma. Life flashing before your face and all that kind of stuff. You don't need all that in your life. You don't need that. Don't be caught in the wrong place. In other words, even sometimes, I'm talking college students, but I'm talking to everybody else. Sometimes you had to watch the neighborhood you hang out in. Now, we love everybody, but there's some neighborhoods that have strong demonic presence in them. You need to avoid places like that. When I went to Detroit to work as a college student, I know I was 19 then, 19 years old, and I had to go to Detroit. And when we went in, when they did the orientation for all the college students, they say, stay out of the east side of Detroit. Don't even drive through it. Don't even, look, fellas, if you want a good summer, stay out of the east side. Don't even drive through it, because you could be stopped at a traffic light and somebody approach you. Guess how many times I went through the east side? One time, it was job related. I went with somebody who was taking me to another plant, and we had to drive through. I lived there two summers and never saw what the east side looked like. I think Detroit was one of the best cities I ever lived in. I never saw no trouble. Didn't see nothing bad happening. I said, oh, man, I can live in Detroit. You say, man, Detroit a rough city. Not if you hang out with the right people. Not if you go to the right places. You can live just about anywhere if you keep good company. I lived there two summers and I saw it on TV, but I didn't never see nothing firsthand. Me and my daddy, when he was taking me to Detroit one time, the second summer I went up there, we were driving, and we had to stay in Nashville for the night. Well, it got dark, and we said, well, daddy said, well, we need to stop. You know, it's getting about 8 or 9. We need to just find a place. We rolled around looking for a hotel, and there's a place like daddy said, no, we ain't staying here. He looked at the surroundings. He said, no, we ain't going to find no hotel over here. You keep driving. One thing about my daddy. If it don't look right to him, baby, he keep on moving. So I learned this wisdom from my daddy. He said, that neighborhood here don't feel right. Let's keep going. I said, Dad, they go to a hotel. No, son, keep going. We can find something better than this. I don't like this atmosphere, this environment. May come out in the morning, your vehicle gone. Then what you going to do? Or your tires gone. You have to avoid places where you know sin is prevalent, or where you will be subjected to temptation or peer pressure to do wrong or to follow the crowd, like nightclubs, parties. The Bible says, enter not into the path of the wicked. You stay away from places where you know there's sin, or where you know you're going to be tempted to sin. Just stay away from them. See, if you'll stay in the right place with the right people, the devil have a hard time really getting at you. But if you go on his territory where you know he operating, he done set a business up that's, you know, just producing sin. The fruit of it is sin. And you're going to go out there, then you just enter into, a place where you know he's functioning. I'm not going to subject myself to that. I got enough warfare without me going out there asking the devil to give me some more. You know, I might run into a bee every now and then in my yard, and I can fight him off pretty easy. But it's a different thing if I go where I know they got nothing but bees. Go to where they got the beehive and start picking at it. Throwing, you know, we used to do that. Remember them old big oak trees across the by? Have these old big beehives in it? We'd go out there, pick up rocks, and throw into the hive. We was asking for trouble. Throw up in there and hit the beehive. And bees get mad, be flying around. Before you know, you had to break and run. Run! Here they come. I'd rather have to deal with just one every now and then than to go stir up a mess. So when you go in the wrong place, you're putting yourself in a place where you're stirring up trouble for yourself. You don't want to do it. Stay out of the wrong place. This is wise counsel for successful living. Amen. Find you a good church. If you're going to go somewhere, find you a church to go to and attend it regularly. The Bible says to provoke one another to good works, and don't forsake the assembling of yourself together as the manner or as the practice of some. Some people have given up and say, look, I just don't go to church no more. I don't need church. You need church because Jesus is the head of the church. You understand? He's the one that instituted church. And assembly, that's what that word means. It means the assembly. So you need to be assembled with other believers. So when you go off to college, you need to be in a church somewhere. You need to be around people of like precious faith. You need to keep developing spiritual relationships. You need people speaking into your life. There's blessing that can come to you being in the right fellowship. People that will take you in and help you when times are tough. God will favor you. Because when people see young people trying to do the right thing, what they want to do? Especially them old grandmamas. When they see a child that's trying to do the right thing, they say, oh, I'm going to adopt this child here. And then they bless them. They bless them with food. They bless them with money. They bless them with transportation. You're not doing it for that reason, but there's blessing that come to you in the house of God. Amen. 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 Number four. Not only do you have to keep God first, not only do you have to choose your friends and your places carefully, you have to choose what you do right. You have to do the right thing. In other words, you have to honor God with your actions and your behavior. Your lifestyle, how you live your life, need to honor God. The Bible says that we should live a life that's pleasing to God. That should be your main motivation in life. Is what I'm doing pleasing God? If you can't say yes, then you need to stop it. Am I pleasing God how I live? If you're not, stop doing what you're doing. You're not supposed to be doing it if it's not pleasing to God. See, Jesus said, I always do those things that please my Father. Always. He said, I always do what pleases him. In other words, Jesus had a litmus test. Before he did anything, he would always check and see, does this please the Father? If it don't please the Father, I'm not doing it. If I can't take God with me where I'm going, I don't need to go myself. You understand? If I can't invite Jesus to do what I'm doing and say, Jesus, come on, let's do this together. If I can't ask him to participate in what I'm doing, don't need to be doing it. Amen. These are good common sense guidelines for you. If you're involved in some activity and you can't say, Jesus, come help me do this, you know you're doing something wrong. Stop it. Hallelujah. Amen. Live a lifestyle that's pleasing to him. Don't be deceived by drugs, alcohol, gambling, or sex. Keep yourself pure from the contaminations of this world. Don't let your spirit become spotted. The Bible says keep your spirit unspotted from the world. In other words, you're supposed to be spotless. Hallelujah. Don't give place to it. Live a life of honesty. Work diligently. That means there ain't nothing wrong with it. Hard work is not a curse. I got to find me a job because this job just too hard. Hard work ain't a curse. The hand of the diligent shall be made rich. As long as it's honest living, that's all you got to know. No matter what you're doing, is it honest? Is it honorable? Then you do it. If you're not breaking a law, if it's not illegal, if it's not unethical, if it's not dishonest, then it's all right. Don't be ashamed of what you're doing. Because a lot of times you had to start somewhere. Amen. And if you're faithful where you are, God promotes you on to bigger and better things. Listen, I start out, my first official job was working at J&M Poultry. But part of that job wasn't always good. Part of that job included hauling dead chickens to the dump in a truck that didn't have a gate on the back of it. Boy, but we did it, and we did it proudly. We'd be going down the road, them dead chicken people would be pulling over when we pass them. You see people just go to the curb. People pulling up from the stench, knocking people out, having to stop driving. We didn't have to do that all the time. It was a bad job, but it was honest work. It wasn't illegal. It wasn't unethical. It was just a bad job.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the word of